come you to do that.
はい、では、ヨナ章の方に入っていきたいと思います。
So let us now continue in our Jonah series. We're going to go into the book of Jonah.
はい、今日も含めて来週でヨナのシリーズが終わります。
Right, we've been going through the series, and today and next week will be the last two sermons on this book.
今日は4章に入っていきます。
And today we go into chapter 4.
ヨナの本当の問題が今日あらわになります。
And so today we will see like the truth about Jonah's real problem.
そして、この4章がおそらく神様が本当に伝えたいメッセージ、そのクライマックスがここにあると思います。
And I think the way this book has been written is like the climax, what God really wants to communicate, message of the book, we can find out through this chapter.
はい、では、ヨナ書の4章ですね、1節から4節、日本語だけで読みますので、英語の方は自分の聖書かまたスクリーンを見てください。
We'll be looking at the first four verses and we'll read it out only in Japanese. So if you're not a Japanese speaker, please follow along on the screen.
じゃあ一節ですね。ところがこの後、このことはヨナを非常に不愉快にした。ヨナは怒って、主に祈った。ああ、主よ、私がまだ国にいた時にこのことを申し上げたではありませんか。それで私は初めタルシシへ逃れようとしたのです。あなたが情け深く憐れみ深い神であり、怒るのに遅く恵み豊かで災いを思い直される方であることを知っていたからです。ですから主よ、どうか今私の命を取ってください。私は生きているより死んだ方がマシです。主は言われた。あなたは当然であるかのように、怒るのか。今日ヨナの問題について、3つ話していきます。
So today as we look at the problem that Jonah is really having, we'll look at it in three points.
まず心の崩壊、英語ではハートstorm だとか meltdown、 そういう瞬間でしたね、このですね、それを一つ目で話します。
So the first point is how the heart melts down.
はい、loses heart ね。次、二つ目は心の偶像について学んでいきます。
And the second thing is all about the heart, right? The second point is that the heart's idols.
はい、そして三番目、どうやってその心を修復していくのか、直していくのか。
And the third point is on the heart's healing.
はい、ヨナ一章ではヨナが神から逃げ、自分の使命から逃げた様子が描かれていました。
Sorry, 二章。So in chapter two, in chapter one, we saw, right, coming through the series, how Jonah had been running away from the Lord.
そして、神様の恵みによって恵みに触れ、二章では神に祈ってましたよね。神様、あなたは素晴らしい恵みの神ですって実感しました。
And then in chapter two, we saw through that journey how he came to experience the grace of God, and he started to pray and turn back to the Lord.
なので、その神様に従う決意をしてニネベに行って使命を果たしました。ニネベに神様のメッセージを、悔い改めのメッセージを伝えたわけです。
And having experienced that repentance, he started to obey the Lord and went to Nineveh as he was asked in the first place and preached.What he was told to preach.
そしたらびっくりすることに、この邪悪な都市ニネベ、アッシリアの国の王、そして国民全体が悔い改め、神に立ち返ったわけです。
But what was surprising was how the people of Nineveh, this really wicked, evil empire of Assyria, and Nineveh was the capital, the king to all of the citizens, even to the animals, they all received the message and repented.
Netflix、ハリウッドだったらここでハッピリーエバーアフターです。
Now, if you were watching a normal Hollywood movie, this would be where the movie ends because, you know, it's a happy ending.
教会が建てられ、そして、ね、弟子訓練されて、ニネベの国が、クリスチャンになっていた、そういうストーリーで終わるかもしれません。
Because this story would be, it would end with, wow, this, you know, the pagan nation of Nineveh has repented and they have turned back to the Lord and, you know, Jonah was successful in his mission.
ヨナもヒーローになって、わーで終わりですよね。
And then Jonah would end with Jonah being the hero and having accomplished everything that was expected of him. It would have ended there, right?
はい。ね、でも上のどんどんどんどんなんか、ね、音が鳴ってるように問題は実は聖書では続いていきます。
But just as you know, we are hearing this knocking sound from the top, you know, something else is going on here. And we want to find out what the Bible is trying to tell us.
はい、本当にまだ続くね。はい、シンデレラもそうです。ハッピーリーエバーアフター、結婚式で終わりです。プリンスチャーミングね、シンデレラ結婚して終わりです。
You know, if this was a fairy tale like Cinderella, this would be the happy ever after of the ending of the book.
でもヨナ、聖書はそこで終わりません。
But this is the Bible, and the Bible doesn't stop there.
あたかもシンデレラと王子様のハネムーンでの結婚の生活の喧嘩を描写しているような状態が続いていくわけです。
Because the Bible wants to show us what happens after Cinderella meets her Prince Charming, after they get married happily ever after, the fights they start having after their honeymoon.
人間のドロドロした闇です。
It shows us accurately, truthfully, the depth of the sin of humankind.
ヨナの問題は何だったんでしょうか、ここ。
Then over here, what is the problem with Jonah?
ヨナは成功したんです、自分のミッション。
He succeeded, didn't he?
そうですよね。エリエミアなんか、ミッションが始まる前に神様に言われました、あなたのミッション失敗するって言われたんですよ。
Unlike the other prophets, like Jeremiah. You know, do you know that for Jeremiah, when God called him, he already got told him in advance, you are not going to succeed.In your ministry, they won't listen to you.
ヨナは簡単にあっさりミッションこなして、みんな悔い改めて、イエーイのはずなのに、なんでブチ切れてるんでしょうか。
So here, Jonah apparently succeeds, you know, magnificently and quite easily. But why is he here? It says he was exceedingly angry. Why? What's that going on?
一節でこのことはヨナを非常に不愉快にしたって書いてありますが、実はヘブル語ではこのことはヨナにとって邪悪なことだって。言い方をしてるんです。
So here in the English is translated, it displeased him exceedingly and he was angry. But in the original Hebrew, I think it has that sense of it's like the worst evil.
Evil to him. This was evil for him.
This was exceedingly evil for him.
なんで人々が救われることがヨナにとって悪に見えたんでしょうか。
So why was it that to Jonah the fact that the Ninevites repented and responded to God's word was an evil?
皆さん考えてみてください。今僕ヨナと同じようなことをしてますよね。皆さんにメッセージを語ってます。説教を悔い改めるように呼びかけてるわけです。福音を通して。
Think about it. This imagine, you know, I'm also trying to preach the word of God, and I'm preaching to you and telling you to repent, to turn back to the Lord.
そしてこのメッセージの後にいきなり皆さんはもう泣き崩れて、もうひざまずいて、神様あなたに立ち返ります。クリスチャンじゃない方も全員クリスチャンになったら、私はどう反応するべきでしょうか。
And imagine as I was preaching, I see people starting to weep and starting to respond to the Holy Spirit and people kneeling down and crying, Oh God, I repent. And all the non-Christians here became Christians. You know, what should my response be?
もちろん、ハレルヤ神様ですよね。
I'd definitely be praising God, right? This is a miracle.
でも、ヨナは神様にいきなりぶち切れてるんですよ。ほら見ろって。なんで救われてるんですか。
But here, Jonah's responding like,What is going on here? Why are these people actually repenting? Look, what's going on?
それだけじゃなくて死にたいとまで言って鬱になってるわけです。
And it wasn't just that. He actually said he wanted to die.
皆さん、成功した途端心が折れた経験ありますか?
Have you ever experienced a time when you got the success that you were trying to get at, and the moment you achieved success, you actually felt discouraged?
Maybe some of us have experienced. Any
of you experienced like something that you were longing to get, maybe a university you've been trying to enter and trying very, very hard, or a job that you were seeking, and finally when you managed to accomplish that,And at the moment, for some strange reason, you are disappointed or you're discouraged and you even start crying out in pain. It's not tears of joy, but tears of sadness.
ヨナの問題のヒントは2節にこうあります。So、why? ああ、主よ、私がまだ国にいた時にこのことを申し上げてではありませんかと言っています。
So why did that happen to Jonah? We can see a hint of that in verse 2. He says here, Oh Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That this is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish.
要は、まず彼の問題は、もうこのミッションが始まる前、一章で逃げた時から始まってるわけです。もうその問題を抱えてました。
This tells us that the problem that Jonah has began way before he even began running away from the Lord, before even chapter 1.
そして2節言ってますね。神様、あなたが耳ぐみ深い神様、ね、憐れみ深い神様、怒るのに遅い神様であるのを知ってたんですよってことを言ってる。
And further, we see the rest of the verse. He says, I knew that you are a gracious God and you are merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You relent from disaster. I knew this.
え?って思いますね。いいことじゃんと思いますね。
Why doesn't this make you question what's going on here? Isn't that a good thing that he knows so much about God?
ヨナの問題はまずこれ言います。神学的な問題でした。
I can say this. Jonah's problem began with a wrong theology. He was having a wrong view of God.
はい。ヨナは2章で神様と祈っているときに、ヤウェって言葉を初めて使いました。要は神様、イスラエルとの契約の名前です。
Now in the book of Jonah, we see he began to use a term to address God. The term is Yahweh, translated as Lord. He began to use that in chapter 2.
そしてここで2度目、初めてまた2度目のヤウェをここで使ってます。
And then he continues to address God, and then here is where only the second time he uses that special name of God.
どういうことかというと、まずヨナにとってはヤウェというものはイスラエルと契約した神、真の神、イスラエルを守り、イスラエルを安全にし、そしてイスラエルの神としてまた神の人々として守ってくれるはずだ、そういう思いを持ってました。
So what does this name mean for Jonah? When he uses his name, it means he's recognizing God is the God of covenant that he's made with his people Israel, and that the people belong to God. God is their God, and they are the ones that God is supposed to protect. God is supposed to love.
だからもちろんイスラエル、私たちは神様の恵み、慈しみ、憐れみを受けるべき存在だって自覚はしていました。
So of course the Israelites all knew that God loved them, and they knew that they were the ones who were supposed to receive the grace and the mercy of God.
でもその他の国に対して神様は同じように恵みを与えるっていうことは大嫌いだったんです。それはいやいやいや、それだけはしないで、正義の神だけでいて、そういう考えを持ってたわけです。
But at the same time, this also meant they knew that God was going to be just and would punish all the other nations that were not following him, and they did not want God to show his mercy and his grace to them.
要は結局、ヨナは私たちは恵みに値するけども、彼らは恵みに値しない。正義の裁きが絶対あるべきだっていう考えを持ってミッションに出かけてたわけですよ。
Which means Jonah actually went on this mission with this mindset that only the people of Israel were deserving of God's grace and mercy, and then all other nations should not receive God's grace and mercy. They, in fact, should experience the just, righteous wrath of God.
別の言い方をすると、ヨナは自分で想像で膨らませた期待を持って、その動機でミッションに出かけたわけです。
So Jonah actually embarked on his mission carrying this preconceived, his own image of God. And this is not who God really is, but this is what he thought God should be.
彼は恵みの神、真理の裁きの神、分かってました、両方。
He knew that God was a God of mercy, and at the same time, God was a God who was full of grace, but also he would be just and practice the truth.
でも彼の理解では、恵みはイスラエルのため、でも裁きは外国人、異国人の人たち。
And somehow in his mind, these two things, one was meant for Israel, the grace and mercy was meant for Israel, and then the truth and justice was meant for all the other nations.
でもなぜそれ神様が他の人たちを許すことがとてつもなく嫌だったんでしょうか?
Why is it that they were so unwilling for God to be merciful and forgiving of other nations?
もちろん他の人々が生かされる、要はアッシリアの人々が生かされるイコール彼らがイスラエルの脅威、イスラエルの安全、イスラエルの未来が揺るがされる、そういう状態になるからですよ。
I think you to understand the context. Assyria was a national enemy of Israel, and they were a threat to their well-being. If God forgave Assyria, if God let them live, then they're going to continue to exist as a threat, and so they couldn't have that.
要は、ヨナの問題はこうでした。神様、私が期待している通りの結果が来るなら私はあなたに従います、そういう考えだったんです。
So Jonah was actually thinking, God, if you would do things the way I expect you to move, if you do things the way I expect you to do it, then yes, I will serve you then.
こういう条件なら私はあなたを信じますと。
Right? If you would accomplish these conditions, then I would trust in you.
私が想像する通りの神様、そういう要は自分のボックスに入るような神様なら、それが続く限りあなたに従いますっていうことでした。
So what Jonah was doing was like, if God is the same God as I have in my box, if God is this God that I have in this box, then I will serve this God. Otherwise, I'm out.
でもそれにそぐわないことをするなら、いやいやいや、もうあなたは捨てますっていうことです。
But when that didn't happen the way he expected it, then, you know, he left his ministry.
結局神様というイメージを自分勝手なこう神様こうあるべきだってイメージによって作り上げてたのがヨナの問題です。神学的問題ですよ。
So we understand now then that Jonah's image of God was based on his own preconceived idea of what God should do, who God should be. It was a theological problem.
自分の愛国心によってその期待、神様がの歪んだイメージを形成したわけです。
Because of his love for his nation, because of his love for his own people, he actually had this incorrect, incomplete image of God.
皆さん、自分が無意識に作り上げている理想、期待、expectation、神様からの、それって何ですか？
So how about yourself? You and I, do you have some maybe even unconscious expectation of this is what God should do? This is who God should be? This is what the ideal God should do these ideal things for me? Do we have those things?
神様、仕事がいい仕事を与えてくれる限り私献金します。
You know, maybe we are thinking, I will continue to give to the church as long as you continue to provide for me a good, stable job.
結婚パートナーがいつか見つかる限り、教会に通い続けます。
You know, as long as you provide for me a good marriage partner, I will continue to come to church.
そうですよね。エリアも同じ問題を持ってまして、神様、私は熱心にあなたに仕えたのに、なんでこの国は救われないんですか？って言って、同じ自殺願望に入りました。もういいです。殺してください。
Yeah, another example from the Old Testament was the prophet Elijah. Right? He too had this expectation. You know, as I'm serving you with all of my heart, with all of my energy, but these people aren't repenting at all. You know, this is not the way it's supposed to go. And he started to fall in despair. And he was also suicidal.
僕の場合は誘惑はこうです。教会が成長する限り、僕やる気がありますと。牧師でいられます。
I have a similar temptation, right? As long as the church is growing, as long as the ministry is going the way I want it to, I think I'll have the motivation to keep serving as a pastor.
もしかしたら皆さんだったら健康でいる限り私はあなたに使います。
Maybe for some of us, it's like, as long as I have my health, I will serve the Lord.
皆さん、もしそういうふうに考えているなら、本当の皆さんの神は神ではなく、そうなればこれがある限りって思っているのが実際の機能のしている神なんです。別の言い方をすると偶像です。
If that is what's going on, then, you know, actually the real God that we are worshiping is not the God, is not God himself, but we are worshiping that particular condition, that particular thing that we say we has to be there first before I will obey. That thing is our functional God.
要はこの世の中のすべてのどんな良いことでも良いことですよ。こうあるべきだってそれにしがみつき始めたら、それが理想、イデオロジー、どんなアイディアでも、そしてそれが神様との関係をの天秤にかける要素なら、それは偶像です。
Actually, when we're talking about idolatry, you know, often it's the really good things, even the things that are really, really legitimate, good, things that God wants us to have, as long as we pursue those things,to the point where we're comparing them to God himself and at times they become even more important than God, at that point those things become false gods, they become idols to us.
最初のチャレンジはこうです。皆さんの何々なら、何々であれば、その何々って何ですかって自分に問い聞かせてみてください。
So here I want to challenge all of us. Take a moment now to think, what is that thing that you think you, if I have that thing, then...You know, I'll be able to serve God. If I don't have that thing, I won't be able to continue. What is it?
それが私たちの心を成功でも失敗を通してでも崩壊させてしまう。メルトダウン。あーってなってしまう要素なんです。
Because that is that thing that you just identified, that is the thing that could actually cause your heart to get into a meltdown. Whether you actually succeed in getting it or you fail to get it,Your heart will fail.
そしてヨナの問題は1章、2章、3章じゃまだ見えてなかったんです。
And in Jonah's case, you know, we haven't been able to identify what that thing was until chapter 4.
でもヨナは成功して初めて、でもその成功イコール自分の思い通りの成功じゃなかったときにぶち切れたんです。
We see here for Jonah, it was only at this point when he actually succeeded in the mission God gave him, but then that success was not the way he had expected it to come. That was when he experienced this meltdown and he understood his real idol.
本来だって神の恵みを分かってる人間が 本来だったらこの人たちに本当に救われてほしいと思いながらミッション、ミニストリーやってる人間がこいつら死ねばいいってミッションしてたんですよ。
So he was somebody who should have, because he experienced the grace and the mercy of God, should have done that, accomplished, went on that mission with that attitude. But in fact, Jonah was somebody who was there in his, doing this, preaching this message of grace and love, while in his heart thinking, these people should die. These people ought not to live.
邪悪じゃないですか、これって。
You know, that kind of a heart, wouldn't you just call that a wicked heart?
めちゃくちゃ闇ですよ。
That's real depth, real dark darkness.
私たちクリスチャンは人生のある意味クライマ、なんていうんですかね、ドラマチックなグラマラスな場面だけを見ようとします。さっきのハリウッド映画のように。
We human beings, we like to look at only the glamorous things in our lives, the bright spots, the good things.
クリスチャンになった時。
And when, you know, for many of us, you know, that highlight, that high point was when we first became a Christian.
洗礼受けた時。
Or the moment we made the decision to become baptized.
願っていた仕事が与えられた時。
Or when we applied for our job and we got it for the first time.
結婚式、グラマラスです。
Or we look to our the wedding ceremony, we glamorize it so much.
でも結婚式よりも結婚生活そのものが大切じゃないですか。
But think about it, you know, more than the wedding ceremony, isn't the marriage after the wedding ceremony much more important?
そうですよね。クリスチャン人生も同じです。
So it's the same with our Christian
life. もちろん救われることめちゃくちゃ重要です。
Of course, being saved, you know, the first decision to receive Christ is very, very important.
でもそれ以上に神が願っているヨナのストーリーで分かることは、皆さんの心が本当に神に向かれる、偶像を捨てて神に仕えるようになる。それが本当の救いの結果なんです。
But what God really is looking for is not that moment of decision, but He's looking for that change that He wants to cause to happen in our lives, where we let go of our idols gradually over time and come to worship Him and Him alone. That's what God is aiming for in your life.
2番目のポイント、じゃあその心の偶像というものはどのように機能するんでしょうか。
So then, when we come to our second point, we want to see how do we identify those idols in our heart.
はい、3節に、ヨナは怒り、ぶち切れてる怒りから鬱に移りました。死にたいって言ってるわけです。死にたい、自殺願望です。
We saw in this text, right, that Jonah, from being exceedingly angry and incensed at this situation, he fell to this depth of wanting to take his own life. He fell into depression.
別の言い方をするとこうです。それがなければ私の人生はこれ以上進む理由がない、意味がない、動機がないって言ってるわけです。
So he's really saying here, you know, because this condition isn't being met, I have no more reason to live. I have no purpose, you know, to continue living.
偶像とは心が究極的に求める生きる理由そのものです。
Now an idol then is something that, you know, becomes something that we are actually living for. From our hearts, we are seeking that thing for our life.
自分の存在意義、モチベーションそのものです。
That is the thing that from which we receive our purpose, we receive our reason for living.
あなたのコミットメント、願望、アイデンティティを形成している要素そのものです。
And it is the thing that would shape your commitment, even your character, your ambitions and your drives.
なのでもし皆さんが何々をくださらないなら私はあなたに使えません。というのは真の本当の心の奥底では神よりもそれが最愛のもの。本当の神、本当のワーシップ、礼拝の対象になっているんです。
Now, if we have something, even unconsciously, subconsciously, or we say, if that thing doesn't happen, if I don't have that thing, I will not be able to serve God. What we're trying to say is that thing itself is the true God. That is the thing that you are really worshiping.
先ほど言いました、ヨナにとってはイスラエルという国民アイデンティティ。そうですよね。それとイスラエル。というそのそこに自分の誇りを持っていたところの安住とそして安心安全でした。
For Jonah, that idol was really the prosperity, the well-being, the stability, the safety of his nation that he held with pride.
でも怖いのはこういうことです。良いものですら偶像というものは究極的にしてしまうがゆえにそれを破壊し始めるんです。言ってる意味わかりますか？
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
So, because idolatry is making good things, ultimate things, by making ultimate things, you are actually destroying the good things itself. 言ってるのわかります？例えば、 ある親が子供を愛しすぎたとしましょう。
A simple example would be a parent in parenting, right? A parent really, really loves her child.
良いことです。
You know, it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to love your children.
愛国心も良いことです。
The same thing with loving your country. That's a good thing.
子供を愛、神以上に愛しすぎたらどうなるでしょうか？
But if you love your child more than you love God, what would happen?
2つの問題が出てきます。
There will be two problems that appear.
一方は子供を叱りすぎます。子供に厳しすぎる形になります。
On the one hand, I think it would become easy to become too strict, and you would scold the child too much, and it'd be too strict.
なぜならその子が成功しないと私はいい両親じゃない、いい親じゃない、いい母親じゃないって思って生きてるかもしれません。
Because you end up wanting that child to succeed, because that child's success, how well the child behaves, becomes your own identity. And I would be thought of as a good parent if my child becomes a good child. 要は
自分の子供が失敗することに耐えられないんです。自分の心が完全にそこにあるか、自分のアイデンティティがそこにあるか。
Unable to bear the fact that our child might fail, we're unable to bear the fact that our child turns out bad, and that's what's happening.
でももう極端な問題も現れます。
But then the opposite extreme happens as well.
ある親はその子を叱れなくなります。
Parents who end up not being able to say anything to their children, they're unable to scold their children when they need to.
なぜでしょうか？その子に嫌われたら私は終わりだって思ってるからです。
Because there are parents who feel that I cannot let this child dislike me. If this child hates me, that will be the end of me.
言ってるのわかりますか？どれほど危険かって。
結局 you realize how dangerous it is.
子供を愛しながら子供のためになってないんです。
Yeah, while they are loving that child, they're trying to do what's best for that child, they're actually harming the child.
行き過ぎた偶像になり、なることにより、その子をしっかり育てられない自分が出来上がってしまうわけです。
With a kind of love that is, that love that is not, that has gone too far, you know, they're actually harming the child and they're not helping the child grow up properly.
いい牧師はミニストリーを愛しすぎてない牧師です。
So a good pastor is a pastor who doesn't love his ministry too much.
いいミュージシャン、本当にいいミュージシャンは音楽を愛しすぎてない人です。
A really good musician is a musician who doesn't love the music so much that, you know, that music becomes his idol.
本当の素晴らしい旦那または妻は神を一番に愛している人たちです。
Now the really good husband and wife is a person who loves God more than their partner.
偶像になる、偶像を持つイコールその奴隷になるっていうことです。別の言い方をすると。
Another way to talk about an idol is when you worship an idol, you become that idol's slave.
これは私たちの生活に常にどこにでも潜んでます。
Now what we're saying about idolatry is that these idols can appear anywhere in our lives.
そしてある状況になる、ならないとわからないです。ようなように。
And ifCertain conditions aren't met. If we're not put in certain situations, we don't even recognize that those idols are functioning.
僕も牧師に20何年、牧会やってます。
Now I've been a pastor for many 20 over years.
中にはいろんなリーダーたちが僕のところにやってきて、あれをやらせてください、これをやらせてください、この例えばコミュニティグループをやらせてくださいって、来る情熱的な人たちがいっぱいいました。
As I wasServing as a pastor, I've come across many, many Christians who were very passionate and zealous, and they would come asking to do many things. They wanted to lead. They would say, "Let me lead a community group. Let me serve."
それは良いことです。
And of course, those are really good things that they wanted to do.
そして彼らはセルグループ、コミュニティグループを始めていきました。
And then some of these leaders, well, I let them start their own community groups.
でも大概こういうパターンが多いんです。
But then very often this pattern happened.
その例えばコミュニティグループのメンバーがのコミットメントが下がり始めたり、または、居眠りしてたり、ね、そのグループ中に、または、そのコミュニティグループのリーダーの話をよく聞いてくれないだとか問題が起きると、必ず彼らはコミュニティグループのせい、または教会のリーダーシップのせい、そのふうに文句言い始めます。
Because very often when somebody is leading a community group, what tendsCould happen often is like the group members aren't coming consistently. Maybe people are getting sleepy in the group, or they're not listening to him, or he feels that the members aren't serious in their commitment to one another, and they start blaming the group members, or they blame the leadership.
そして最終的にこうなります。もうこれやめますと。
And then ultimately they end up saying, "I'm just gonna stop doing this."
そして必ずこれを起きます。そうなると今度は必ず教会離れます。
So after they stop leading the group, eventually they leave the church as well.
で僕考えました。なんでこういうパターンがよく起きるんだろうって。
And I saw this happen so many times. It made me think, why is this always happening?
気づいたことはこの偶像の要素です。
What I realized was this was actually the idolatry that's still functioning in each
of our hearts. そもそもその人たちはどういう本当の動機でそういうグループやミニストリーを始めたんだろうと思いました。
It made me think in the first place, what was it that gave them that desire to want to start leading these groups, to serve in these ways?
でも彼の心の状態はこうでした。このミニストリーが成功し続け、人々が私に尊敬を払い、このグループが成長する限りはやります。要はそういう条件なわけですよね。
I think when you look at it carefully, yeah, often it was if this group continues to grow the way I expect it to, if people are listening to what I say, if people, you know, do the things that I expect them to do, then I will continue. And so this often there was this condition.
でもその願いや理想や期待が満たされないとき、もちろんすぐ諦めます。もうそれが必要なくなるからです。
And then when those conditions aren't being met, you know, when they don't go the way the person wants, then he stops doing it because, well, he's not getting what he wants from that.
教会も同じです。
And then it's the same with church.
別に諦めちゃいけないと言ってるわけじゃないです。
Now, I'm not saying that it's wrong ever to give up.
でも、諦める理由、心の動機、何が引き金でそういう決断をしてるのかってことを問いたいわけです。
Right. When you want, you know, even when you're considering leaving a church, you know,ask yourself, what is the reason you're leaving? What is the reason that is causing this to happen?
偶像は自分が持っている何々主義の始まりです。
An idol is what causes the beginning of this kind of an ideology to form in your life, in your mind.
ヨナのケースは愛国心から帝国主義です。イスラエルという国が帝国になっていく帝国主義、そういうなっては、要は特定の政治観が自分の主義を作り始めたわけです。
Right, in Jonah's case, his idolatry, his love for his nation became a kind of nationalism. You know, and that nationalism also became a kind of pride in his own national identity.
要は他の人種や民族や善や救いの彼らの善や救いよりも自分たちの利益、安全の方を気にかけるなら、私たちはみんなヨナと同じ犯罪、罪を犯してるわけですよ。
You know, many of us could be like Jonah. You know, when other people's well-being, other people's good, what is good for other people's welfare, become less important to us than our own safety, our own stability, then it can lead us to the same kinds of sin that Jonah is committing.
皆さん分かってるはず。アメリカでそういう問題今めちゃくちゃ多いです。自分が作り上げて政治観、聖書っていう概念を勝手に当てつけ、そしてこれが唯一正しい主義、党派。またはアイディアなんだと言っていがみ合ってます両方。
In countries like America, we can see this pretty obviously. People who are using their faith in God to justify their social their ideals in political ideals and so on, and it becomes mixed together. And that idealism, that nationalism becomes more important than God to them.
日本もそうです。日本のクリスチャンもある意味優越感を覚えてます。私の方が真理を知っている。私たちの方が本当の神を知っている。なのでそういう状態になってしまうと他の人たちを見下す。そういうクリスチャンも多いです。
I think we can see something similar in Japan. In Japan, maybe many of us who come to church, we think that we have the truth. We are God's people, and we start comparing ourselves with others, and we're thinking it's, you know, other people don't know God, other people are wrong, and we start to think that we are better than them.
私たちは恵みに当たり前のように値するけども、彼らは値しない。もうそういう判断でお互いを扱ってるわけですよ。
In effect, what we are really thinking is, we deserve to receive the grace of God, but they don't.
もっと偶像は厄介です。
So even more idols are really, really 厄介
dangerous. Yeah.
Dangerous.
例えばヨナは神様の言葉を使って神様に対抗しているわけです。例えばヨナが言ったあなたは慈しい神、怒るのに遅い神、出エジプト記の34章を引用しています。
So how are idols so dangerous? We see Jonah here in this text using the word of God. You know, he's actually quoting from Exodus chapter 34, where he says all those true things about God in verse 2.
ね、 こうあなたはこうだこうだって言ったでしょ、でもあなたはそうじゃないじゃないですか、ずれてるじゃないですかって、神の言葉を引用して神をチャレンジしてるわけです。
Right, Jonah actually really knows God's word, and he's using God's word to say, "You're supposed to be gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love." He has this really good grasp of what God has said, and he's using it to, in his complaints to God.
自分で作り上げた神様像を聖書でバックアップして、こっちの方が正しいでしょっていうことを言ってるわけです。
Like using the Bible, using the scripture to back up that false idol that we have created for ourselves.
でも知ってますか、箴言の26章にはこう書いてあります。愚か者は自分の目にあって賢いと思う。
But do you know that in Proverbs chapter 26, it says that you know, the fool is the one who thinks he's wise in his own eyes.
神よりも自分は正しい価値観を持ってるって言ってるわけですよ、ヨナは。
Jonah here is thinking he knows he has more wisdom than God himself.
私、聖書読むときどう読んでますか？
Now, when we read the Bible, how are we reading it?
もし私たちが聖書読むときは、ほら見ろ、俺の考え正しかったじゃないかって、そう聖書が思わせてるなら、それは聖書を読んでることになりません。
Now, if most of the time when we read the Bible, we are reading it to find, ah, there, that proves what I already know. See, I was right. Now, if that's the way we're reading the Bible, we're reading it wrong.
本当に聖書を読んでるなら、まず私たちの考えを破壊してくれます、ある意味。チャレンジしてくれます。そして私たちを謙遜にしてくれます。
If we were really reading the Bible and understanding what God is really saying, I think most of the time we'll find that it's really challenging. It should be challenging what we are thinking, right? Because we're so sinful. And ultimately, it leads us to become truly humble.
僕がこの教会を始めた時、福音中心、福音に根ざした教会である。で、そういうことを教え始め、そして始めました。
When I planted Double Oak Cross Church, right, I had this vision of one of the DNA core elements of our church is we want to be gospel centered and we want this philosophy that we want the gospel to be that center and the root of everything we do.
でも最初にその福音中心性というものをうちの妻が聞いたときに、うちの妻の反応は、え、何それ、またやばい、なんか変な神学を持ってきてるのって、そういう疑いの目でした。
So as I was learning about the importance of gospel centrality and I talked about gospel centrality, my wife actually asked me, what is this gospel centrality you're talking about? Is this some new, another new thing that you've just learned and you're going to try to use? And she was full of, just very skeptical about it.
でも数年後、彼女が福音中心性が、あ、確信、が正しいって確信を、得た時にですね、聞きました。なんで福音あの疑ってた福音中心性を今は確信持ってたのって聞きました。
Actually, for many years, you know, that she was still struggling and not convinced. But a few years later, she came to a point where she was so convinced that this really is the truth and it's so important. And I asked her why, what made you change your mind?
そして彼女こう言いました。
And this is what she said. You know what she said?
なぜならこの考え方が本当にあなたを謙遜にしたからだって言ったんです。
The answer was no, because you've really changed.You've really become
今まですぐ怒るような男が、今まで偽善だった男が本当に顔少しずつ変わり始めたから、それを見たときに、ああ本当なんだなって思ったって言ってきたんです。
At that point what she said was, yeah, I've seen the change in you because you know, the one who was always so easily angered, the one who always seemed to act like a hypocrite, you know, now you've changed, you've really become humble and now I know that this is a good thing.
もちろん僕ショック受けました。
Of course, that was kind of shocking, difficult for me.
同時に、あ、じゃあ本当にそれは福音が機能してる。自分じゃなく福音が機能してくれてる。そう確信を得る瞬間でした。
That also was for me a reconfirmation that this, it is the gospel that you know, leads me not, it's not myself, it's not my ability to change, but it's the gospel, the power of God that changed me.
もし私たちが聖書を使って自分の理想、自分の期待、自分が考えているものをサポートしようとしているなら、それはサタンがやったことと同じだって思ってください。
Yeah, because if actually we are using the word of God to support what we think is ideal, to support our preconceived notions of what is right, then we are actually doing the same thing as Satan himself.
サタンも神の言葉を使ってアダムとエヴァを騙しました。
Remember how Satan actually, when he went to Adam and Eve to deceive them, he used the word of God.
イエス、キリストを誘惑しました、福音書で。ね、聖書はこう言ってるでしょ、天使たちが救ってくれるって言ってるでしょ、だからやってよ。
And when the famous scene when Jesus was tempted by the devil, you know, Satan also used God's word. Satan knew the word of God and used that to try to tempt and deceive others.
これが事実です。みんな私たち偶像を持ってるんです。
This is the truth. All of us carry idols.
嫌でもです。多分この中でこれを聞きながら痛い人たちいると思います。もうこれ聞きたくないと思ってるかもしれません。
And we don't like it. It's painful to admit, but I think even among us, as you're listening to this message, you may be feeling really uncomfortable. But all of us carry these idols.
でも問題は認められない。それを受け入れようとしないということです。ヨナのように。
But the real problem is when we don't want to admit it, when we don't recognize it, and we don't want to do anything about it.
それは持ってる病気を症状が現れていながら自覚できない、受け入れようとしないってことです。
That's really like a person who, while he's experiencing the symptoms of a disease, he doesn't want to accept the truth of the diagnosis from his doctor.
じゃあどうすればいいんでしょうか。
Then what should we do?
それが最後のポイントです。
It's when we come to our last point.
神様は4節で質問をしています、ヨナに。
In verse 4, we see God asking a question.
非難するのではなく、お前の問題はこうだよ、ああだよというのではなく、質問をしているんです。
First, notice God is not pointing a finger at Jonah. He's not telling him his fault or telling him what he did wrong.
あなたに怒る権利はあるのかって言ってますよね。
God is actually asking him a question. Do you do well to be angry?
アダムとエヴァにも質問しました。あなたはどこにいるのか。
It was the same when God went to Adam and Eve for them to face the sin. He asked them a question.
あなたはどこにいるのか。
He asked them, "Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve?"
なんということをしたのか。あなた自分がやってること分かってる。
And he asked them, "What is it that you have done? Do you understand what it is that you have done?"
何をしてるんでしょうか、神様。
So what was God doing, asking these questions?
エリアにも聞きました。なんでここに逃げて、なんでここにいるの。
And it was the same with the prophet Elijah. When Elijah was running away from God, when God appeared to him, he asked a question. What are you doing here, Elijah?
当たり前の答えが神様分かれきってることをわざわざ聞いてるんでしょうか。
Why is God asking such a simple question that God already knows the answer to? Why is he asking them those questions?
神様はカウンセリングをしてるんです。
Well, because God was trying to help them. He was counseling them.
偶像の対処。まず最初の希望は教えられるんではなくて見させられることです。
I think the real solution to solving this problem of idolatry in our hearts is not that we are being taught about our idols, but we're being shown our idols.
一章で神様にこれ言われたら絶対分かってなかったと思います。多分反論してます。私はその問題抱えていません。多分言ってたと思います。
For Jonah, I think if God would ask him, "Do you do well to be angry?" in chapter 1, Jonah would have responded, "No way. I'm wrong. I'm not angry." Yeah, he'd say, "I'm not angry." Who says I'm angry?
でもこういう状況になってから神様はもっと心を探り始めてるわけですよね。
But it was after all of these events that God starts to ask these questions to help him because now he's ready.
自分を探ってください。自分に質問してください。
So search yourself. Ask questions of yourself. Find out about your own heart.
で次のレベルはこうです。自分の感情を見てみてください。
And then the next thing to do, look at your emotions. Look at how you are feeling.
神様はあなたはなんで怒ってるのっていうことをある意味聞いたんですよ。
You know, so that's what God was doing. He's asking him, "Why are you angry?"
何があなたを怒らせてるの。
What is it that's making you angry?
自分の感情というものは自分の心が反応してそれが出てくるわけです。
Because our emotions are really just a natural response of what's going on in our hearts.
絶望してるなら何かを失った喪失感、要は一番大切なものを失った喪失感でそうなってます。
When we are in despair, we're in depression, it's because we've lost something and our hearts are grieving that loss.
要は重要すぎる何かを失ってるわけです。
And when we are grieving something that has become too important to us, that's why we fall into depression.
私たちの心が感情的に怒ってるときはそれが脅威にさらされてる。わかります？それが自分が一番大切にしているものが脅威にさらされてるときに私たちよくぶち切れます。
And the same when we can become angry, it's often because the thing that we really are afraid of happening, or the thing that we really want to protect, started to become threatened.
自分の心に聞いてみて、心じゃなくて感情も見てみてください。
So to understand what's going on, ask yourselves ask about your own emotions.
手術と同じです。切り開いて、切り開いて、切り開いて、がんがある場所を摘出したり、またそこに治療を当てなくちゃいけないということです。
It is really the same as how we would treat a serious cancer. You would have to peel back layer after layer, peel back those layers until you get to the real problem. And that's when the surgeon takes out the cancer and really ultimately solves, heals us.
でも究極的に何が その私たちの心を癒してくれるんでしょうか。
So then ultimately, what is the only solution for this problem of our hearts?
それは来週のメッセージにもっと入っていきますけども、恵みです。
And we're going to go much more in detail about this next sermon, but in one word, it is grace.
誰が怒るべき権利を持ってたんでしょうか、本当に。
Who is the person who truly has a right to be angry, who does well to be angry? Who is it?
怒ることは悪いことじゃないです。罪じゃないです。
Because it's actually not, it's never, we're not saying it's always wrong to be angry. Actually, being angry is right in some situations.
でも神様は怒るのに遅い神です。
Yeah, it's not always a sin to be angry, and God is a God who is slow to anger.
でも、ヨナは要は怒る権利はなかったわけですよね。でも、
But here, Jonah doesn't have the right to be angry.
でも神様こそ怒る権利があったんです。
The one who truly has that right to be angry should be God himself.
神様こそヨナ、不適されて、ね、ぶち切れて、偶像に従っているヨナを裁くこともできました。
Here, God really has every right to be angry at Jonah, to give Jonah the judgment that he deserves because of all his wrong and wicked thoughts, and God could easily have judged Jonah.
もう一つちょっと、2章に戻りましょう。2章の8節、皆さん思い出してください。
One more example, I'd like us to go back to Jonah 2 verse 8, if you can remember.
彼、これ、ヨナの言葉ですよ。ここに出てきません。でもこう書いてあります。虚しい偶像に心を止める者は自分への恵みを捨て去りますって言ってます。
Jonah himself actually wrote this prayer. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of a steadfast love.
もちろん彼は自分のことを思ってませんでした。が異国人のニネベの人たちのことを思いながらこれを言ってたわけです。
I think Jonah wasn't saying this to himself. He was probably saying that this applied to the Ninevites whom he was going to face.
結果的に自分の祈りが自分に返ってきているわけですよ。
But ultimately, actually, he was praying this. This was the truth about his own heart.
彼は神の恵みを自分の偶像によって失いかけている状態でした。
And so, sorry, he was.
The Jonah was about to lose God's grace.
Right, he was
because
yeah.
of his own idols.
Sorry, thank you.
何が究極的に心を癒すんでしょうか。
So what is it that would ultimately heal our hearts?
先ほど言いました、本当に怒る権利があるのは神様。でも十字架はその逆を示してくれます。
The one who truly has the right to be angry, to judge, is God himself. But on the cross, he did the very opposite thing.
イエス・キリストはヨナ以上に正しく、完璧で最高の預言者でした。
Jesus Christ, he was the perfect, much more than Jonah. He was the ultimately obedient and perfect prophet.
神から逃げずに、神に従い、完璧なメッセージを語り、でも人々に拒否られました。
He was completely obedient to God, not turning away from God's mission for him, and he preached faithfully everything that God told him to preach, and ultimately he was rejected in his message.
本当に彼こそ人類に対して怒り裁きを下す権利があったのにもかかわらず、彼が神の怒りの対象になりました。
He was so perfectly obedient, he should have been the one to give, to mete out judgment to mankind. Instead, he was the one who received the judgment of God upon himself.
でもそれは本当は私たちが怒りを受け滅ぼされる私たちのために代わりに十字架にかかり死んだわけです。
The reason he did that was so that the ones you and I who deserve to receive that judgment would not have to receive it. He did that for us.
要はそこに神の裁き、正義があります。
So there we see that God's justice, God's judgment is happening.
でも同時に私たちのためにそうなったイエスを見たときに神の愛があります。
But while we see God faithfully fulfilling that part of his character, we can also see God's love and God's mercy being displayed.
ヨナの心の中では愛の神と真理の神、裁きの神が矛盾していました。
In Jonah's heart, the God of judgment and truth and the God of grace and mercy were kind of mutually exclusive. They were not together.
でもイエス・キリストによって初めてそれが完璧にバランスよく正義の神、愛の神が一致したんです。
And only in Jesus Christ was it ever possible for the God of judgment, the God of truth,and the God of mercy and love to come together in one perfect being.
イエスこそ正しい神のイメージです。
Jesus Christ alone is the image of the true and living God.
それ以上にヨナが与えられてまだなかった本当の神の恵みの完璧な恵みの象徴です。
He is the ultimate demonstration of the grace of God, a demonstration of grace that Jonah himself had not experienced yet.
その時分かるはずです。
And at that moment, he would have known.
ヨナは私もニネベの人たちと異国人と同じだって思うべきでした。
At that moment when we see that, we would have realized that just like the Ninevites, just like Jonah, I am the one who deserves to receive the judgment from God.
でもそうならなかった。
But I didn't get that judgment.
ヨナは本来町に戻ってヨナ行伝をするはずでした。Acts of Jonah 教会建てて弟子訓練してそう使えるべきでしたよね。
So really,Ideally, when what happened with Jonah's preaching, he should have returned to the city and made disciples, right? He should continue to carry out the ministry and followed up with all the people who had repented, and we would have seen the acts of Jonah written in the Bible.
でもヨナは何しましたか?
But then what did Jonah do?
わざわざ町の外、都市の外に座って丘の上でずっとニネベが滅ぼされるのを待ってるわけですよ。
He didn't go back to the city, but he waited outside the city, sitting there with his arms crossed, waiting to see when God would destroy them.
考えてみてください。クリスチャンが他のクリスチャンを見ながら、あいついつ裁かれるんだろうって思ってるような感じですよ。
You think carefully about it. This is really like one of us, a Christian, in our hearts thinking of another Christian, brother or sister, thinking, when is that person going to be punished by God? That's what Jonah was doing.
悪ですよ、これ。
Now, that was evil.
恵みを分かっていなかったからです。
There was somebody who did not understand the grace of God.
自分がまだ恵みに値する対象だと思ってたからです。
Somebody who thought of himself as being deserving of the grace of God.
十字架に戻りましょう。
Let's return to the cross.
恵みをもう一度発見してください。
Let's once again discover what it means to have the grace of God.